Hi, this is Matthew Colnane from National Energy Services. I'm sat with Dovrick Hughes, he's Technical Manager for NES, and we're discussing the forthcoming changes to SAP and Part L. Dovrick, perhaps you could tell us why they're both changing.
Well, the government has a commitment that all new housing be net zero carbon by 2016. This is a huge challenge for the house building industry. Part L 2006 is the first step towards this, and it brings in a 25% reduction in carbon emissions over 2006.
What would you say the most important changes coming up?
Well, there's a lot changing in Part L. Perhaps the most, two things I can think of. The first one is to do with party walls. Recent research demonstrates that there's actually a lot of heat loss through a cavity party wall, whereas previously it was assumed that there was zero heat loss. The second area is to do with thermal bridging, non-repeating thermal bridging. And we've done a lot of work up to now in terms of getting the U-value of houses reduced. What we now need to move to tackling is the junctions between the various elements, the junctions between the walls, the floors, and so on. So a big part of Part L is bringing some rigour to that whole process. The other thing about Part L that I'd say is that the government has a big concern about what they call the performance gap, which is the difference between what happens on site in practice when we build houses as compared to the theory of what people say that they're doing when they do a Part L submission. So those are probably the three biggest areas.
Where can people go to find out more about these? What can people do to find out more about these changes?
Well, NES has got a package of online CPD on our website. This covers a fair amount of detail, the changes within both Part L and SAP 2009. It also goes into detail about the building fabric changes, the building services changes, and it also looks at how you go about calculating a thermal bridging Y value.
So these are all online modules. Is there any opportunity to do any face-to-face learning?
We're also running a one-day SAP 2009 masterclass. A big part of that is giving Octiers practical exercises using architects' plans and so on, really looking at the thorniest bits of SAP 2009. We're also doing a one-day thermal bridging psi value course for those who are interested in finding out a bit more about how psi values are calculated, what's involved, and that's run by Peter Warm. And both of those courses will be starting in autumn 2010.
Okay, great. So for everybody out there listening, what should they do next?
Well, if you go to www.nesltd.co.uk, there's a link at the bottom of the homepage.
Thanks, Dovrick.
Thanks, Matthew.